Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Three doctors said to my guest, "You're gonna die. You have cancer." They were preparing for the funeral, and God called it off. Well, Gary and Rosie, on March 15, 2011, you were blindsided. Doctor said, terminal cancer. Went to another doctor. Terminal cancer. Went to another doctor. Prepare for the inevitable. Cancer. But interesting, Rosie, before you got this diagnosis, you prophesied something. What was that?
I did. Gary asked me to put my hands on his throat because the symptom of the cancer was coming with a scratchy throat that was just not going away. And as I was praying for him, my hands moved down to his left, lower left lung. And the Lord just said, you know, Gary's going to need to walk in his healing. And Rosie, I have led you ahead of him in your spiritual journey for a time just as this. Learn everything I have taught you, Gary will learn. And he will need to lean on you. So that was our, we didn't even know cancer was present yet, but that was about 2 weeks before it was diagnosed.
Okay, so Gary, you were a new believer. You had an idol in your life, hockey. And when you found out, Rosie, I mean, you have a healing ministry, you know God heals, but when you found out, what's the first thing you remember doing?
Well, the first thing I remember doing when I met Gary, when he, because the call came to him independent of me being there. So I walked in the house and he was shaken. I took Gary's face and I just said,
"We serve a God that heals. He's in charge of our first day and our last, not cancer."
It was just,
I'll tell you what. You look into the camera and you say that to someone right now.
I would love to. We serve a God who heals. It's all over Scripture. Let no one tell you differently. He is the God who healeth. He has declared that over himself. Jeremiah 30:17 also says, "It is my will to bind your wounds and heal your diseases." Stand on that. Man has a lot of wonderful things about us, but God is the author of our first day and our last day. And let no one take that away from you.
When you're... Amen. When your children found out, how did they react?
Well, okay, so we found out on a Tuesday. We thought, in a parent's wisdom, we'll wait a couple days to tell the kids because we didn't want them going back to school with that.
Right.
So we sat down and told them. And
about how old were they?
They were 10 and 13. And their very first response was,
"How long have you known?"
3 days.
"How could you have kept this from us? We should have been praying."
3 days was all it was, and they were indignant. They wanted to know right away, and they wanted to start praying for their daddy. So that was their response.
Tell me what you observed with your eyes. That's what they wanted to do. But what did you observe with your eyes?
I observed their faith. They're just their beauty and their faith.
Did you see them praying?
I did. I did see them praying. So we went up north. We got out of the house very quickly, went up north to a cabin, and my son Alec was on his knees for an hour and a half. He's 10 years old, an hour and a half praying to the Lord over a chair. Bennett, my older son, he's 13, and he was deep in the Word. Friends were texting him scripture verses. He was claiming them and just really praying in the Word, and I was praying. Gary had gone to bed, so he didn't get to witness all this, but then it was beautiful. For a 10-year-old on his knees for that long a time,
You told Gary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
How did you react when you saw the way your sons reacted?
I mean, like Rosie said, I was amazed of their faith at their age, mm-hmm. the maturity of their faith. Mm-hmm. It was amazing for me to see. I didn't know the depths of their faith until this happened. Mm-hmm. I did not see it firsthand like this.
Yeah. It must have really affected you.
I cried many nights yeah. over that.
You're a hockey player. I don't think you're a crier.
I'm a crier, Sid. I am a crier. Through this journey, the only time I've cried, I never cried for myself. I always cried when somebody was doing something kind for me. Mm-hmm. I had hundreds, thousands of people praying for me. Mm-hmm. And every time I interacted with any of these people, I cried. Mm-hmm. We had people working around the house for us. We had an army behind us praying for us, doing things for us. And the only time I cried is when I saw people doing things for us and helping us.
Tears come for an evening, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, joy comes in the morning. Yes. Don't you give up. Yes. And when we come back, I want to find out how God called off the funeral. Do you want to find that out?
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
I was afraid of the supernatural until I started watching your TV program and since doing your mentoring study guide and DVD. Now the fear has gone, and I do believe I have received an impartation from God.
SidRoth.org/praise. If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Rosie, you had a dream. And this changed everything. Tell me about that dream.
Well, the dream was the night we went up to Duluth to pray. The dream was I had sought the Lord after the boys went to bed and just sought Him, not for His will, but for His plan in this situation. I knew His will is to heal disease. I know that. But what was His plan in our life? So after that, He was quiet. I was asking the heart of David, tell me, please tell me. But He was quiet, and that surprised me. So I went back to bed, and right before I woke up, just that little hazy time where you know you're waking up, but you're still in a dream state, that's when I hear the Holy Spirit the loudest, and He filled my mind with scriptures of healing, the last one being Jeremiah 30:17, which says, my will is to bind your wounds and heal your diseases. So this is 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in Duluth, Minnesota. It's cold. It's March. So I jumped out of bed. My poor husband, who is just being diagnosed with cancer.
Very sick at the time,
coughing all night long. I jumped out of bed. I woke him up and I said,
God is going to heal you. You've got to get up and out.
What? It's freezing outside.
I don't care how cold it is outside. God is going to heal you. You've got to get up and out.
Because part of the healing in Matthew, he talks about move this mountain, but if you keep on reading further, it's first get unforgiveness out of the way. Gary and I needed to get unforgiveness in our marriage out of the way first. Yeah. The Lord just said, how can I have mercy on you if you will not have mercy on each other? So we had to get up, we had to clear the decks. Our boys were still sleeping. That is nothing I wanted them to hear. So we were up and walking in the parking lot. Gary was so obedient, he didn't feel good, but he was out there in the cold, and we literally confessed to each other the pain and suffering that we had brought each other in marriage. So
I don't want to jump too far.
Yeah.
Gary, how's it changed your marriage because of what you've gone through, because of that repentance and being real with each other?
It has made our relationship all the more real. Up to that point, we were casual with each other. We were spiritually in different places. Now we are in sync. Mm-hmm. We are more authentic to each other. We tell the good and the bad, and we confess on the fly.
Yeah, but she was a hockey wife, meaning you were away playing hockey all the time. Is he away all the time now with his kid?
No, he's not away at all. And and we take time. You know, it's okay to be direct with each other. And that's what the Lord said is, I've made you feisty. You need to be honest when the emotions come. Don't bury things. It doesn't serve anybody. You know, serve each other in truth and in honesty. And I will come and I will meet you there. And so that's what our marriage started to change, is that we started to be a little bit more direct, like, I do not like this in this behavior. I do not like this. I need you to come alongside me in a different way. And when you're tender to listen, healing comes. It's beautiful.
Okay, so every doctor says he's terminal.
Yeah.
But then you got some medicine that no doctor knew about. What
that's
was
right.
that medicine, Gary? You're holding it.
I'm holding this book right here. And for those of you that are not familiar with this book, it's the Bible Promises for Life. And I had a very similar book to this, but it has categories. And it has, and depending on the situation that you're in. And for me, it was, if you have a medical crisis in your life, and it gives probably 30 to 40 verses. You know, when you're sick, when you're deathly sick, it's difficult to pour through the Bible. You don't have the energy to do it. This book was so efficient for me. I could pick it up. I could flip to the section on medical situations, and I could recite that scripture to me over and over and over, and I did it over and over and over and over.
I have to ask you this. I was told they're wheeling you in to remove your lung that's filled with cancer for surgery. Where was that book when they're wheeling you in?
I'm laying like this. I'll never forget it. This book is in my left hand against my left thigh, and that's the way I went into the operating room, I would guess at some point, because they had to flip me over to take my lung out, I would guess they had to remove it at some point. But this book never left my side. It was there when I woke up from my surgery. It was there when I was wheeled in. Mm-hmm. And I continue to carry this book with me wherever I go. I have it with me on this trip.
So, Rosie.
Yes.
The doctor comes out and says, well, we removed the lung, but...
Right.
What did he tell you?
Well, the pathology report takes a couple days. So it was 3 or 4 days after the lung had come out, and the doctor said,
this isn't a very aggressive form of cancer. We have to be honest. It's all over his body. And if we see it again, it's going to be on a vital organ.
And the Lord had put Gary into a place of denial, and I knew that he was going there. So again, I took his face, and again, I said,
Gary, God is the author of our first day and our last, not cancer.
The tsunami had just hit in Japan, and it took so many lives. And I said,
there are people in that tsunami that had cancer and thought they were going home. Gary, God is the author, and I need you to join me in this fight.
Listen to her. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. We will help you fight as well on this side.
So that's what we did. We fought with this book. We fought with God's promises.
Okay. I don't know if you caught that or not. Gary had been so digesting the Word of God, he went into a zone called supernatural denial, which is just, I believe God. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Doctors might have thought he was meshuggah. That's a Hebrew word for crazy.
But
God says he was normal. He had the word in his heart and no one could take it out. And when we come back, you're going to find out what happened.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Gary and Rosie Brousen's Supernatural Breakthrough Package, which includes Rosie's book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Plus this bonus, the Bible Promises for Life book, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9364. You get Rosie Brousen's brand new book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral. This book is not just good teaching. It is revelation learned in the furnace darkness of affliction. Now she feels an urgency to impart this revelation to you. Through this book, you will receive an impartation of supernatural courage to tenaciously pursue the miraculous even in the middle of the enemy's worst attacks. Plus, you get 10 God-given steps on how you can obtain your healing. You will also receive Rosie Brousson's power-packed exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Through this series, you will learn how to obtain the most intimate relationship with God you have ever experienced. Clearly understand your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn how to wage effective spiritual warfare. Understand how to access God's promises to obtain supernatural breakthroughs in every area of your life, including healing, finances, provision, deliverance, salvation, better relationships, and so much more. Included are anointed prayers with Rosie to receive your healing and your deliverance so you can walk in the supernatural every day. And as a special bonus, you will receive the Bible Promises for Life book, which includes over 2,000 promises arranged into 145 topics in alphabetical order. This book was on the gurney with Gary Brousson as he was wheeled into the operating room. This is a complete handbook to everything that God guarantees in His Word, from authority, provision, healing, deliverance, forgiveness, protection, guidance, justice, salvation, success, victory, wisdom, and so much more.
All things are possible. All.
Don't miss out on getting Gary and Rosie Brousson's Supernatural Breakthrough Package, which includes Rosie's book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Plus this bonus, the Bible Promises for Life book, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9364. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9364 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, now Gary had a death sentence, but he's getting this new medicine into him. The Word of God. He got to such a point that he believed God's Word over anything that was going on. As a matter of fact, in Corinthians 5:7 says in the Amplified, for we walk by faith, not by sight or by appearance. But Gary, you're an engineer by training. You're cerebral. You're a new believer. Yeah. But you started pressing into God for the first time in your life. Mm. You started hearing God. Tell me about that.
Okay, so I was saved a few months before my diagnosis. And I would hear God sporadically over, as I was getting sicker and sicker, I would hear Him. But there was one particular night. We have a room in our house. It's Bennett's bedroom. It's a very spiritual room. We've had several spiritual events in this house. Rosie can contest to that, and my boys have as well. I was very ill that night. I decided I'm gonna go lay in Bennett's room. And I sat there and it was a gusher. He was speaking to me so fast, I couldn't even process everything that he was saying. And I think he was catching up for all the years that I wasn't listening. And I got up, I was frantic. I said, I have to get a pen. This is such good stuff. I gotta get an envelope. Where is it? And so I fumbled through and I sat there, I turned the lights down, and I just wrote and wrote and scribbled as he was speaking to me. It was like a gusher. And ever since then, it hasn't been a gusher like that. But I think like I said, he was making up for lost time. And now it's just more of a every day I hear, I've given my life over to Him, and He's leading me. Mm-hmm. My mission is not complete here. I have a job here, and He's leading me in that direction.
Rosie,
yeah.
Things did not get better. The medical reports were getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And God told you about praying His will. Explain that.
Well, His scripture is our perfect medicine, because it's His will, and Jesus has put His name to it. Jesus is the Word, as John 1:1 says. The Word is before us all the time, and that is Jesus. So He just said, I didn't know how to pray anymore, Sid. My prayer time, I had gone as far as I could go in my spirit, and that's when the Lord said, pray Scripture. Pray Scripture for every cancer cell that is in His body. And the doctor had told us literally millions of cells were there. So I prayed Scripture out loud all the time. He did. Our boys did. Gary did in one hour period, he had prayed a scripture verse 25 times out loud. And just, it was the constant. We had to stand for victory for 3.5 years, and we did not give up praying scripture out loud for that period of time.
Tell me what the term double-minded means.
So double-minded means that often when you're given a terminal diagnosis, you start thinking about what it would be like if death comes. And what the Lord had told me was that I was praying for healing in one breath and then imagining death in another, and that was double-minded. Now, he told me it was understandable, but it wasn't acceptable. And it was depleting my energy. It was also thinking of a future without him.
You know what? Then the devil's so diabolical, he comes in disguised as God. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, Gary was in a sense of denial, and Satan came in a voice that sounded just like my God's, and so it tricked me for about 2.5 months. Now, I am standing, and I didn't want to tell any of my spiritual sisters that I was going through this because I wanted no one to help me into acceptance of this illness. Does that make sense? So I fought Satan by himself, and he kept on saying, you know what, Gary is just getting extended time. You need to take him out of denial, because you need to be the one that tells him. And I fought and I fought, and I just would cry out to the Lord, no, no, you gave me these promises. I'm standing. Abraham asked for Lot. You took Sodom and Gomorrah, but you brought out Lot. I'm asking you to bring out Gary, and I'm standing in your truth, because this is what you said is true. And it was in a counseling appointment the night before his first CT scan, where they expected the cancer to come back. The counselor that was helping me through this whole process, she said, I had not told her anything about this. I broke down that night, and she said,
you're under attack, Rosie. You're not lying to your husband. He is going to be healed, and you're going to walk in tomorrow healed.
Then the whole pressure lifted, and I was able to tell Satan to get me behind me. But he was deceitful, and he sounded just like God, and he will stop at nothing to take away your victory.
Well, guess what? Gary is cancer-free despite those doctors. And, Rosie, you teach so simply. Give me one nugget that our people can take with them, you learned.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the most important nugget is, I believe, is that this is your perfect medicine. Scripture is your perfect medicine. And when you say it out loud, you are professing the kingdom of God on your situation. So people don't know how to do that. And they don't know, they might do it just once in a day. And I'm not talking about once in a day. I'm talking about all day long. As soon as you feel doubt and as soon as you feel worry, you need to get your scripture out and you need to profess it out loud, because that is your truth, not your circumstances. Your truth is scripture.
Rosie, pray.
Pray, I will. And I was hoping you were going to ask me, because I can come up with a lot of prayers, but we are just going to pray scripture right now over your situation for those who need this right now. It is written, as Jesus said, it is written, when we are sick, God will restore them. Lying upon their bed of suffering, he will rise them up again and restore them back to health. He heals your diseases, everyone. This is truth. Receive that truth right now in the name of Jesus Christ, for it is yours, and he wants to bless you out of your circumstances. Please just open your heart and receive it, because he absolutely loves you, and you are worth his time and his healing. For this we pray in your blessed name, Jesus, for indeed you are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Amen.
Amen. I am hearing H and H, heart and hip. I tell you on the authority, the word of the living God, that hearts, anything you need in your heart, some are even getting a new heart right now, the heart of a 30-year-old, I tell you, blood pressure being normal, anything you need in the heart area, it's yours, and hips are being healed in Jesus' name. Receive it.
Rosie Brousson was actively working in ministry, praying for others to be healed, when suddenly, out of nowhere, her husband Gary was diagnosed with what the doctors called terminal lung cancer. What God taught them led to Gary's total healing. Now, Rosie wants to share with you God's supernatural simple keys on how to obtain your breakthrough, even in the middle of the enemy's greatest attacks. Call now and get Gary and Rosie Brousson's Supernatural Breakthrough Package, which includes Rosie's book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Plus this bonus, the Bible Promises for Life book, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9364. You get Rosie Brousson's brand new book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral. This book is not just good teaching, it is revelation learned in the furnace of affliction. Now she feels an urgency to impart this revelation to you. Through this book, you will receive an impartation of supernatural courage to tenaciously pursue the miraculous even in the middle of the enemy's worst attacks. Plus, you get 10 God-given steps on how you can obtain your healing. You will also receive Rosie Brousson's power-packed exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Through this series, you will learn how to obtain the most intimate relationship with God you have ever experienced. Clearly understand your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn how to wage effective spiritual warfare. Understand how to access God's promises to obtain supernatural breakthroughs in every area of your life, including healing, finances, provision, deliverance, salvation, better relationships, and so much more. Included are anointed prayers with Rosie to receive your healing and your deliverance, so you can walk in the supernatural every day. And as a special bonus, you will receive the Bible Promises for Life book, which includes over 2,000 promises arranged into 145 topics in alphabetical order. This book was on the gurney with Gary Brousson as he was wheeled into the operating room. This is a complete handbook to everything that God guarantees in His Word, from authority, provision, healing, deliverance, forgiveness, protection, guidance, justice, salvation, success, victory, wisdom, and so much more.
That's why we're making these resources available to you. The book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral. I love that title. And the two teaching CDs, God's Perfect Medicine and the book, Bible Promises for Life. When you have this and you do with a simple instructions and the presence of God that is on this, the presence of God that's in the atmosphere, all things are possible. All.
Don't miss out on getting Gary and Rosie Brousson's Supernatural Breakthrough Package, which includes Rosie's book, Praying for Healing While Planning a Funeral, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Healing, God's Perfect Medicine. Plus this bonus, the Bible Promises for Life book, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9364. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9364 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. We've been had. We've been robbed. It's been stolen from us. If you only knew the power of the blood of Jesus, if you only knew how much power you have. Well, let me tell you something. The greatest revival to ever hit America and parts of the world, Azusa Street revival, they knew the power behind the blood of Jesus, and you're about ready to know it. Do you want to? Yeah.